This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump says the U.S. embassy in Baghdad is safe after pro-Iranian protesters breached the outer edge of the compound Tuesday using battering rams to smash through a steel door at the visitor center. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Amid anger over U.S. airstrikes on an Iran-backed militia in Iraq, dozens of militiamen and supporters broke into the giant compound in an unprecedented attack, with American guards responding with tear gas. The State Department says all Americans are secure and there are no plans to evacuate the embassy. Two defense officials say a small number of Marines specially trained to protect diplomatic missions will go to Baghdad. President Trump is blaming Iran for the attack and calling for Iraqi forces to protect the embassy. The breach and the airstrikes represent a major downturn in U.S.-Iraqi relations. Baghdad has condemned the strikes, and its security forces made no effort to stop protesters marching to the embassy. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said today that the U.S. is immediately deploying some 750 soldiers to the Middle East in response to the protests. North Korea is ramping it up rhetoric-wise and talking of a new weapon amid a stalemate in negotiations with the United States. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is accusing the Trump administration of dragging its feet in negotiations. North Korea's state media says Kim declared at a Workers' Party conference that his country will not give up its security for economic benefits and will never denuclearize unless the United States discards what he calls its hostile policy. Kim also warns North Korea. Washington and Pyongyang have been at a standoff for months over exchanging sanctions relief and disarmament measures. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. Former Nissan boss Carlos Ghosn, who was under strict bail conditions not to leave Japan, has fled for Lebanon. Libby Hogan reports.
Ghosn confirmed the news on Tuesday, saying in a statement he refused to be held hostage by a rigged Japanese justice system. He also denied fleeing justice. Ghosn was awaiting trial in Tokyo on charges of financial misconduct, and it's unclear how he left the country. Japan does not have an extradition treaty with Lebanon, making it unlikely he could be forced to return to face trial. Nissan says internal investigations found a trail of misconduct.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. After a busy 2019, Wall Street is warming of possibly slower movement in 2020. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
It's been a banner year for investors. You may remember the doom and gloom of last December on Wall Street.
It was just over a year ago when the stock market was essentially in a bit of a mini crash because of concerns about a recession. And here we've had a 28% gain for the S&P 500 this year.
Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com, who reminds us even the experts aren't sure about market predictions.
The reality is that nobody really knows what will happen for the market in the near term because the forecasts for 2019 were rather conservative for gains for the market in the low single digits. And essentially, those projections are where we are with the outlook for 2020.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
Guinea-Bissau's outgoing president, José Mário Vaz, urged future leaders to guarantee stability Tuesday in his farewell speech. The results of the country's presidential runoff election are expected to be announced Wednesday. Vaz was not a contender in that race. 2020 is arriving around the world. Here's AP correspondent Rita Foley.
Among the first places to see the new year, New Zealand, where they set off a half ton of fireworks in Auckland. More than a million people gathered in Sydney, Australia to watch the fireworks, which were delayed by 15 minutes due to strong winds. Here at home, New York City's counterterrorism czar expects Times Square to be the safest place on planet Earth on this New Year's Eve. To use his words, thousands of police officers will be on duty along with special units that have long guns and bomb-sniffing dogs, among other weapons. I'm Rita Foley.
Musicians from a Paris orchestra on Tuesday staged an improvised concert in protest of President Emmanuel Macron's pension reform. The musicians gathered in front of the Bastille Opera. They drew a crowd of hundreds, including some workers from other sectors who have been on strike for 27 consecutive days. I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.